What's going on, y'all? So, Jesse was released yesterday, which is a good thing. But his brother is trying to throw the black community under the bus, saying that we're solely responsible for Jesse not being supported. Or, you know, he feels like we are against the gay community, which we all know that that is not true. Now, for some of us in any community, we do have a problem with people being gay. And I noticed that in my commentary, I talked about it. But I wasn't talking about it in a way that the entire black community doesn't like gay people. And they're always trying to put that narrative on us. I hope that I explain myself well when I talk about these type of issues and subject matters. I hope that I explain myself well and that I'm not one of those people that throws us under the bus saying that we don't like this or we don't like that. We as an entire community have a lot of growing and learning to do. But we have to get ourselves out of a certain mindset to where we need to be accepted by everybody. We need to understand that as long as we accept ourselves and as long as we love ourselves, we don't have to worry about what anybody else thinks. We don't have to have anybody else's awards. We don't have to be where other people are, where they don't want us. We need to go where we are celebrated, not tolerated. And that's my only thing. You know, that's the message that I want to get across to people is that, you know, don't feel like, you know, we're slighted because we don't get an Academy Award or we don't get a Grammy or we're not voted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame or something like that. Don't feel bad because of that, because we know that our gifts and our treasures that we have bestowed upon this country is what gives it what it is. You know, without us, they wouldn't have anything. So they go and take what we have and they turn it into what they want it to be. I don't know if, well, I do know that it should be called out. We should say something, but we should never stay silent on that. So I sit up here and this is my fifth part five of talking about the Jesse Smollett case and Jesse Smollett. And I don't know if it'll be my last one, but what I do know is that when black people don't stick together, things tend to fall apart. And I didn't understand the disdain and hatred for Jesse when I first was looking at this case. But as time went on, I started to understand, and it was a collective, you know, amount of things. But, you know, I don't know if I talked about this in other episodes, but I know that I felt that the gay community was not behind him. I felt that, you know, the black community was not really behind him. And I felt like these celebrities out here weren't behind him. I felt like the Jewish community failed him. It's so many of us. It takes more than just black people to get things done. We don't run the systems, so why are we always being thrown under the bus as far as the people who are supposed to make the change happen? You know, the people that are supposed to be standing by Jesse. And I did point out certain situations and where black people would stand up for certain celebrities and certain people. And it's true, you know. Should I have said it? I don't know, but it's not me trying to throw us under the bus, because I know that we're better than that. And I know that a lot of times I don't make the right decisions in supporting certain people or saying certain things, or, you know, I'm not perfect, but I don't pretend to be. I always own up to my mistakes. I always own up to things that I do and say. But is this the fault of black people as to why Jussie is not being supported? No. It's everybody's fault. Everybody has a responsibility in this, you know. Why aren't other people coming to bat for him? And two, you got to look at it in this way. If black people were against Jussie from the beginning because he was stupid and he made a mistake and, you know, with his brother saying this about us, it's really gonna fuck Jussie over. And that's just gonna make black people not want to support him all the more, you know. I think it's sad. And if he keeps continuing to throw black people on the bus, it's really gonna hurt his brother's case. And black people are just not going to tolerate that. That's where they messed up. His brother should have called out the Jewish community. He should have called out the gay community. He should have called out, you know, some black people in the community. Like, I know y'all are not really for gay people, but it's not the entire community that's like that, because we're the first ones to embrace gays. But there are some of us who don't agree with that lifestyle, and we won't move. We won't protect. We won't, like, if you make a mistake, we're gonna let you really deal with that mistake, you know. So that's one of the things that's not a fault of the black community, but as it is what it is. You can't cookie cutter it. You can't put sugar on it. You can't put whipped cream on top and make it look good or whatever, but you have to look at it for what it is. And that's what I try to do. I try not to throw black people under the bus. And if you don't feel like you want to support Jussie, that's fine. But I just like to look at everything in a way that if they can get away with this black man, regardless of how you feel about him, regardless of, you know, regardless of how you feel about him, this case should be looked at, and we should be outraged that he got this much time, you know. And to see that they went behind Kim Foxx's back and overturned the decision, that's really something important for us to look at. But we're not going to pay attention to that because of the person that is involved in this case. And so that's one thing that we have to learn about each other, is that even though we make mistakes and we do stupid things, we can't overlook the details, the devil in the details. You know, we got to pay attention to things and look at things from another perspective instead of just putting our personal feelings in it. But when it comes to Jussie's brother trying to throw the entire community under the bus, that's wrong. That's wrong, because really everybody is responsible for what Jussie went through. I'm not saying, and I've said this before, I'm not saying that he shouldn't be held accountable for his actions, but I am saying that his punishment was too harsh, and somebody should have looked into it. And evidently somebody is, but his brother just got oversensitive and blamed the black community for this, and I don't think that's right. I don't think that's right. I think that he should have come at it another way. I think his emotions probably got to him and he just wanted to blame somebody and really couldn't say Jewish people or whatever. And if you can't bring everybody into this and make it so that everybody is held responsible, he should have not said anything at all. He should have just shut the fuck up. 'Cause those of us that are out here supporting Jussie and calling things out as we see them, that makes us look bad because we're supporting Jussie. And so if he wants us that are out here supporting his brother to continue to support him, he shouldn't throw the black community under the bus. Because this is a concerted effort for us to make change. It's not something that we are going to be able to do alone as a Black community. We're going to need the help of other people and other cultures and socioeconomic statuses and things like that. It's not just going to take Black people to make a change. So I wish and I hope that he retracts what he said, because it's not right. It's not right. And, you know, when you look at the gay community and the Black community, like I said, we've always been the ones to embrace and to love and live and let live. We were never the ones to kill gays, murder gays, be upset because, you know, somebody's transgender or something like that. But, you know, if he wants to go there, we can just start talking about how the gay community didn't do anything for Jussie, and how I majority see Black women out here talking about Jussie and supporting him. I see one Black man, and out of the many Black men, I think that their masculinity calls for them to not support Jussie, and to just all the more get in his ass, because he should have known better. And we as Black women, we're the protectors of the family, and we are the nurturers, I should say. And so we're like, we have sympathy on him, but words have got to be chosen wisely when talking about this case, because this is a very temperamental case. This is a case where white supremacy can use it against the Black community. They can make it seem like it's something that is targeted towards white people that are not racist, and they can turn it into a narrative where people will stop looking at racism, and they'll stop looking at how white supremacy runs everything, and they can use this case to their advantage if his brother keeps talking his shit. So if he keeps talking, then I'm gonna be quiet, because I'm not gonna stand for somebody telling the Black community, you're at fault for my brother not being supported. That is totally 100% wrong, and I do not agree with that shit. He better stand down on that, and he better retract that shit really fucking quick, because he is wrong, and I am not down for that. I'm happy that Jussie is out of jail, and that he is at home safe, and that his appeal is being looked at, and I hope that he, you know, does the community service but doesn't spend any time in jail, because this does not warrant spending time in jail. He's a felon now. His life is fucking ruined. So let the chips fall where they may. What he did nothing to the Black community. It did not tarnish us. It did not make us look worse than what white people already do make us look. So y'all could put that down, but his brother needs to get himself together and his emotions and put himself in check. All right, guys, thank you for listening and thank you for supporting me. I just wanted to say something about that. So I didn't want anybody to think that I was against any one group of people. I think it takes everybody to come together and make this work for us. So you guys take care. Thank you for listening and thank you for supporting me.